This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to cover something. I think this is probably going to be the easiest radio show I've ever done in the 17 years, going on 17 years that I've been on radio, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. We've heard the saying from none other than Edmund Burke, when he stated that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Let me say that again. We've heard that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I want to tell you, and I want to state for the record, that is untrue. Evil prevails because good people or good men do nothing. Really? You call those people that do nothing good? We need to think. The American people have been desensitized into believing that that's the case. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments coming up on the second, third, and fourth segment. I want to cover some news because some of the news that's coming out today, friends, is stuff that I've shared with you over the last 6 years. One thing I know, as Paul said, the blood of the American people is off my hand. This is true. For those that reject it, see, when you hear a message like the one that you hear on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, either you're going to reject the message or you're going to accept the message. It's up to you. I can't do that for you. Neither can the Lord, nor will the Lord do that for you. But it's interesting to note, some of the things that I'm going to highlight for you are things that I've been shouting from the rooftop and blowing the trumpet for 6 and 7 and 8 years now. The conservatives are slowly but surely catching on after the fact. And hopefully it's not too late for America. Sharia law and gay pride, the perfect non-secutor. And here again, we have the right blaming the left for what the right has tolerated. Sharia law and gay pride, one and the same. And what's absolutely interesting, we had a friend of mine, I love hearing from him, off the East Coast, Paul, as a matter of fact. And he said that you'd bring up, and I brought up, and I do bring up, the history of Germany quite often. In America, the reason that is because we're seeing history repeated in our time today. Okay? Like it or not, it's not hard to figure out who's responsible for what's going on in this country. Because when you go back to, let's go back to Adolf Hitler for a moment. Less than 3% of the population accepted this funny, skinny, desirable looking individual with a little mustache. Less than 3% of the people in Germany with the population of 80 million people accepted him. But he got into power and committed the act of treason against his own government and namely against his own people. But first, before God. And it was a judgment upon the people of Germany because they didn't want to listen to the likes of Bonhoeffers and other prophetic voices that were speaking forth warnings to the people of Germany. They wanted to enjoy the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life and the love of the world, which the Lord tells us to watch out for because it's a spirit of Antichrist. 1 John 2. But here what we have is Sharia law using the methods of the homosexuals now coming together. But I've been telling you that for years, America. And it's not a I told you so moment. It's America, you better open your ears as to what's going on here because there's a merger going on. And I don't care what demographic or group of people, what they call themselves, different labels, they all serve the same devil. Read John 10:10 because that's exactly what they're here to do. But when we look at headline news like on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sharia law and gay pride, the perfect non sequitur, friends, do you not understand this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did? Do you not understand who the SS were, America? Even to you homosexuals, you sodomites, to you communists, you atheists, you haters out there. Do you not realize you useful idiots are being used to the destruction of your own soul, first and foremost, and your people as well? This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Exactly, verbatim. And it's exactly the line that we see through the Bushes, all the way up to George W. Bush, to all the way back to Daddy Bush, all the way to Grandpa Bush, Prescott Bush, who was illegally financing, folks, go online, Prescott Bush was financing Hitler's war. And guess what he used? He used the Muslims and he used the homosexuals. And I know that some of the homosexuals are so stupefied and dummy down to believe, well, he killed all these homosexuals. Yeah, but he used them first. And there was a difference between the masculine homosexual and the effeminate homosexual. And if you look to the SS, guess what it was stacked with, friends? The masculine homosexuals. So now we're talking about today in America, not a third world country, not what happened in Germany, though we're seeing the method roll out verbatim as to what Adolf Hitler did. And keep in mind who's in play, friends, because it's the same devil. There's nothing new under the sun, and that's the good news. And we still have mercy to right the wrongs, right? But again, America, we're talking about stuff that we have been blowing the horn and the trumpet from our mouths over the last 6 and 7 and 8 years. And now the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, are finally putting two and two together. See, after they get a foothold, America, the conservative of the day wakes up. And see, this reminds me of the KGB that went defective concerning Russia when he warned the American people that the communists within and the forefathers of communism, friends, their whole idea was to destroy the West, was first to demoralize them. And he said, you can warn them people all that you want to. But he said that they will not listen to anything until the boot comes down. And then when the boot comes down, he said, then it's too late. I think people believe that guys like me are on the radio doing what we do because we applied for the job. This is not the will of the flesh, believe me. It's the will of the Spirit. This isn't a good idea. Nobody applies for a job like this, America. The reason they respond is because there's a love of God that's been shed abroad in their hearts, Romans 5:5, that moves to love God and His people. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. See, I can't love on you until I first love on God. And I can't love on God and first until He pours the Spirit of love into my heart by the Holy Ghost. See, we love God because the Bible says that He first loved us. I'm responding to heaven and to earth by blowing the trumpet and warning you, America, I'm not going to say you better wake up. I'm telling you, the boot's going to be coming down, and at that point, it's going to be too late. It's your call to respond to heaven. Acts 20, verse 21. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. Always appreciate your readership and as well as your listenership. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one double E. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, please. There's going to be 1,000 different directions you can come at this topic, but it's a good one. And better way to say it, friends, is what Jesus said to us. He said, take heed to yourself. Be not deceived. Take heed to yourself. Pay careful attention, he said. Pay careful attention. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Read John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. 1 Corinthians 11:1 and ETC dot, dot, dot. Folks, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want you to listen to the news that's going on in your country. And you tell me who's doing the attacking here, okay? Robert Mueller hires another Clinton donor for Russia investigation. Now, isn't it interesting if Donald Trump would have did what he said he was going to do from the very get-go, as he promised the American people on the campaign trail, telling the American people what they wanted to hear, of course, until he got there. Well, if he would have hired that special prosecutor to deal with Hillary Clinton, he wouldn't be dealing with the likes of Hillary Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama today, would he now? No, he would not. So the American people give him a pass. So now what do we see? We see, like Joseph Goebbels, propagandist under Adolf Hitler again, who said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Friends, Robert Mueller hires another Clinton donor for Russia investigation. Huh. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. Why do Hillary Clinton and her staffers still have top security clearance access to sensitive government information? Folks, this is all a game being played out on you. You ready for this one? Hillary Clinton told FBI's Robert Mueller to deliver uranium to Russians in 2009 secret tarmac meeting. And, folks, that was another thing. It's another thing that we have been blowing from the housetops with the trumpet up to our mouths is the fact that the Clintons have been selling uranium ore to the Russians. And what they like to do is they want you to get caught up into the game of who did what, as they're both in it together. That's what you need to understand. Now, I want to highlight one more article, and then I'm going to jump over to our topic here, okay? Did you know that Border Patrol agent kidnapped and hacked with machete? That's on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What that is, friends, that's a message to all the Border Patrol agents that if you dare stop us, drug cartels, this is what we're going to do to you. I have another question for you, all you Trumpites. Whatever happened to Donald Trump's promise in dealing with the cartel? Because what I see is I see promises being left undone and the rule of law being left undone, yet these were his campaign trail promises once again. Now, what it all falls to is not Donald Trump, but what it falls to is the American people, which brings it right into my topic of the day, friends. I highlighted the fact that Edmund Burke said the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that's not true. It's not true at all, because those that allow the crimes to take place, they're not good people. They're called wicked, and wicked defined out as meaning those that have the knowledge to do the right but do it not. That's what makes them wicked before God. And by the way, when you read the book of Psalm chapter 11, you're going to find out, chapter 7, I'm sorry, you're going to find out that God is angry with the wicked every day. Martin Luther King said it great. He said it eloquently and perfectly. This guy had a way of backhanding people with the truth, with a smile on his face. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He had, well, you might call it the gift of diplomacy with the truth intertwined. History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the so-called good people. Let me say it again. History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people. No, they do what they do. They're criminals. But the appalling silence of the, I added, so-called good people. I mean, friends, when I talk about what's going on in this country, not a third world country, this used to be the news that's in America in the present. This used to be third world news, by the way, just so you know that. Now, it shows you how far backwards you have gone, okay? But in saying that, what I want you to hear is the fact that we hear excuses on the left. We hear excuses on the right. And the fact of the matter is when you're talking, and I've explained this so many times, and I'm going to prove my point and reinforce my statements in the up-and-coming statements that I'm going to make here, friends, because it's just so pathetic is what it is. And that's the word, how pathetic the American people, namely those that call themselves the right, have become. Because that's all you're hearing is excuses as to what the left is doing. I mean, folks, really what it comes down to, it comes down to the lack of gratitude towards the sacrifices given for the freedoms that Americans have. And yet, they play the game the Americans do. The game of blaming others for what they are responsible for, and that is doing the right. I say quite often on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, friends, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. But yet we hear excuses, and those that are offering up their excuses are the very people that are responsible for doing absolutely nothing, and they are the reason that you have a left. And when you are again talking of the left, America, do keep in mind you are talking about those that are acting outside of law, which makes them outlaws. Let me define it for you, friends. 1 John 3:4. They are criminals. Okay? But again, what do we hear? Well, we hear everybody caught up into the game of blaming the left for what the right does and the right for what the left does. And, I mean, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And there is the old system of divide and conquer once again. Now, I want you to know that when I said what Edmund Burke said, The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Again, I want to reiterate the point, friends. It's not true. It's not true at all. See, good defined in Webster's 1828 defines out as having moral qualities. Morality, friends, moral, the word moral defined means to conform to truth, okay? But again, good defined in Webster's 1828 defines out as having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities, listen carefully, or the qualities which God's law requires. Webster's 1828 again. Or the qualities which God's law requires. Virtuous, pious, religious, applied to persons and opposed to bad, wicked, and evil. So if you're good, you're not going to tolerate the bad, wicked, and evil, are you? So when you're talking about the good people doing nothing, well, let me just redefine that for you, friends. Because they aren't good, they're bad. And scripturally, they're the wicked. Because they stand back and do nothing but complain about what's going on. As if for some reason, they believe that they've been given a pass to their kids as to why they left undone what they should have righted when they had the time to do it, right? It's crazy thinking, isn't it? So, therefore, the good are them that do the right thing under God's moral government, Exodus 20. Not the wrong thing. Yet Americans have been conditioned to call themselves the good people. And this is what's scary about all of it. I mean, who feeds the fire more than today's conservatives? Yesterday's liberals, friends. Yesterday's liberals. Who feeds the fire more than the conservatives do, friends? The state-controlled narrative throws the bone, and there they go with it. The conservatives run with it. Look what they're doing. Look what the Democrats are doing. Look what the left is doing. Look what those people are doing. No, really what it comes down to is look what you're allowing them to do, America. Look what you're allowing them to do in your front yard. I mean, now it's to the point where you have foreigners coming into America and beginning to dictate what's going to happen in your front yard. Who are you going to blame now, America? Because at the end of the day, when you stand before God, you're going to find out that you are the one that was responsible for everything that you've left undone. See, because it's not so much you're responsible for what you say. You need to understand you're also responsible for what you don't say and what you leave undone. Matter of fact, I can line up my last statement with what's going on today in America. Did you know that there's an Uber driver that was fined $250 for not being able to speak English? You know what she said? She said, I felt discriminated against. You're enabling these people on your watch, America, because of your inaction towards their crimes. You have failed to hold up the standard of God's moral law, and your enemies are having a heyday right now. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out at any time. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm talking about the only thing for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I want to tell you something. When Edmund Burke said that, he didn't think that through because good men respond to heaven's government. Okay? And when they fail to respond to God's moral law, it shows you that they're on the opposite side of God. They're an offense towards God and his moral law. So it's not true that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And during the last segment, friends, I highlighted the fact that in 1828, the word good defines out as having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities which God's law requires, virtuous, pious, religious, applied to persons and opposed to bad, wicked, and evil. Huh, that's interesting. And again, if you get a moment, please do check out Exodus 20. See, again, what I wanted to let people know is we've been conditioned to believe, well, what we have told great men have stated in the past or even in the present. No, the greatest of all men, his name is Jesus Christ, and we need to stick to his word because, first and foremost, it's forever settled in heaven, and there's no infraction found in anything that he's ever said. Because he's perfect, he's without spot, and he's without blemish. But again, friends, what we have today is we have people talking about, you know, what the left is doing. And this all coming from the conservatives of the day, from the professed church of the day, what the left is doing. and the Democratic Party is doing. I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to give you an analogy of a meme that I received today, because it fits perfectly into your understanding as to the message that I'm trying to bring forth. And what am I saying? Well, it talks about in the book of Corinthians that Jesus spoke in spiritual matters when he did so. He said that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned. He always gave parables so those that had ears to hear could receive the message, and those that didn't, well, then they would reject the message. But listen to this. Jeremiah 5:28. God here is speaking to them that would call themselves the good people of the day. Listen carefully. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked, Scripture says. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. No, exactly. That's why today 4,000 babies a day are murdered in the womb, because the good people, the so-called good people in this country, are allowing a handful of corrupt representatives to pervert our very law. Now think about that. You have 318.9 million people in this country, and you let a couple injustices go ahead and judge outside of their scope of authority? Just think about that. 4,000 babies a day are murdered because of the good people. The homosexuals, for some reason or another, have been given a pass by the good people of this country, and so they can go ahead and receive permission to attack anyone that stands on the side of the law. Well, that's all because of the good people of today. Crimes that are tolerated in the church, crimes that are tolerated in government today, that's all because of the good people tolerating evil. So how would you define them as being good people, friends? They're not good. They're wicked. As a matter of fact, they're worthless. And Jesus said that they're going to be thrown into the fire. As a matter of fact, if we look at it the way Christ does, they deserve it, rightly so. How is it that you show more sympathy for those that give a pass to those that murder 4,000 babies a day, look at the innocent in the womb? How is it that you show more mercy for them than you do for the innocent in the womb? I want to tell you why. Because it shows you that that is your reflection to tolerate in the first place. You're just as guilty as those that are actually legislating lawlessness through policy in this country. That's a fact. And nobody can deny it, friends. I want you to listen to this. This is the meme that I posted today. It was given unto me on a live feed, and this is what it said. I want you to listen carefully. Everything will come into scope of understanding after I say this. The top of this meme said, this is what, it's a post, friends, that's a meme, okay? It said, this is what the Democrats have done to America. Listen again. On the top of this post, this meme, it said, this is what the Democrats have done to America. Well, what is it that the Democrats have done? Well, they let the illegals in. Huh. The Democrats have done that? They have let criminals out. Huh. The Democrats have done that? They coddle the lazy. Huh. The Democrats have done this all on their own. They persecute the Christians. They demonize police officers. They let boys into girls' bathrooms, the Democrats do, said this meme. And they tolerate and accept radical Islam. And they advocate for the murder of the unborn. Now, I'm talking about the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population. Let me ask you, friends, how is it that they, the Democrats or the left, have gotten away with the crimes that I just itemized or highlighted? They let the illegals in. Who let them in? The right did. They allowed the left to act out in such a fashion. They let criminals out. The left did? No, the right allowed the left to act out in such a lawless fashion. To coddle the lazy, to persecute the Christians, demonize police officers. Keep in mind, persecuting the Christians, keep in mind who crucified the Christ. It was the professed people of God, the seed of Abraham, the Pharisees of the day that were the ones that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar, just for the record. They let boys into girls' bathrooms. They tolerate and accept radical Islam, advocate for the murder of the unborn. 318.9 million people tolerate the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population, and instead of dealing with them in a lawful fashion, you give them a pass, but you call them names? And then you have the audacity, America, to stand back and say, look what the Democrats are responsible for? You know, I got another question for you. Where in any founding document is there a divided party system? Where in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or in any founding documents, the Bill of Rights, you can go back to the Great Papers, you can go back, friends, to the Mayflower Compact, and I want somebody to call me right now, 1-866-582-9933. And what I want you to do is I want you to show me in the founding documents where we have a divided party system. And I want someone to tell me from the Constitution or any founding document where democratic, that word is used anywhere. You can even go to the Articles of Confederation, friends. I want someone to tell me how it is that now we have a divided political party system. Because when you read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it tells us that we are a constitutional republic. Furthermore, President John Adams said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders, and concerting measures in opposition to each other." He said, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, one of the founders, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." Also read Exodus 18:21. So when they're blaming the conservatives, the right are blaming the Democrats, I just simply want you to answer the question, somebody. 1-866-582-9933. Where is it that we have a Democratic Party anyways? It's a system that the deceived in America have held fast to. It's a system that has been used to divide the American people, and the American people have drinking, friends, of the keg, of the from the tap of the keg of Kool-Aid, friends, that has been given unto you by the state-controlled narrative. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And by the way, America, all the conservatives know who I am. They know what my message is. And you're seeing little by little, well, they're changing it. And the only reason where they'll change it is when the American people confront them on live radio and say, "Can you tell me something?" Call up Rush Limbaugh. Call up Glenn Beck. Call up Sean Hannity. Call up any narrative that's given to you, friends, that's set by those that control it, that it's all bought and paid for. Just simply go onto your phone and call any one of them, television or radio, and ask them the question as to what I just asked you. Where is it that we have a divided party system? How is it then, America, knowing that there isn't one, how is it that you can blame a group of people for what you tolerate? I can't answer that for you. But the fact of the matter is this message cuts to the chase. It's the easiest message I've ever given, friends. Because it's so spot on. And by the way, this post, this meme that I'm highlighting right now, was posted by a supposed self-professed conservative that wanted you to get mad at the Democratic Party. And you should be. But the fact of the matter is, you can't pull out the mote from their eye until you first pull it out of your own, Jesus said, Matthew 7. And then you can rightly judge, but not until then. They are simply the fruit of an ignorant nation of people, namely those that call themselves conservatives and Christians in America. Now, is this for me to try to belittle someone and beat them down? No. Is this for me to try to put my light out brighter than theirs? No, not at all. This is for me to tell them, you need to do your homework before you get back on the radio again, before you get on television again, and start telling people the truth. And it's time for the American people, instead of taking it from you as it being the truth, to do their own due diligence. You know, Scripture comes to me, and it comes to my mind, friends, that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's our responsibility. It's not someone else's responsibility to do that, friends. When I come back, friends, I'm going to dovetail this message. It's the easiest message I've given in 17 years of ministry. It's the easiest message. And it really is this, as I have my finger pointed back at you, it's time for you to do your own due diligence. We'll take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Easiest radio show I've done in 16, going on 17 years of radio. Evil prevails because good people do nothing. Not true. History will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the so-called good people. Friends, your enemies are laughing at you. I just want you to know that. And they're trying to figure out how it is that you're letting them get away with the things that they're getting away with. And as long as you give them a pass, they're going to go ahead and do whatever you let them get away with. And it's only increasing. And it's because of the workers of lawlessness that the love of many waxeth cold, the Bible tells us. There ain't no love. No. And I thought about this for the longest time, and I used to quote it all the time. Evil prevails because good people do nothing. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. And I would say it like I actually knew what I was talking about, and then I started to think, wait a second. This doesn't make scriptural sense. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing or good men to do nothing? That is completely untrue, because it defines out to walk or act in the opposite of its definition, friends. Of its very definition. Man, the things that we take on. Now, folks, what I just highlighted a moment ago is, again, this is what the Democrats have done to America. It was a post on a live feed, and it said that the Democrats have let the illegals in. No, the American people let the illegals in because they failed to hold their representatives responsible. This is what the Democrats have done to America. Let criminals out. Yeah, we've seen that under Barack Hussein Obama's administration. 68,000 illegals, as a matter of fact, released from the prisons in America onto the streets to endanger you and your family. And the American people let them do that. It wasn't just the Democrats, friends, that did that. And furthermore, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of having a label by calling them the Democrats because it's unconstitutional. There's no such party. Coddle the lazy, persecute the Christians, demonize police officers, let boys into girls' bathrooms, tolerate and accept radical Islam, advocate for the murder of the unborn. This is all on the watch of the American people. We only have one system of government in this country, friends, not two, not three, not four. And if you don't love it enough to magnify the law and the enumerated laws found within our Constitution, rest assured, foreigners will come in and they will overthrow. Oh, by the way, that's exactly what's happening right now. I proved to you that there's no divided party system in the country. And as a matter of fact, I waited for a phone call. I gave it out three or four times. I still am waiting for someone to call in and show me where I need to stand corrected. And folks, just think about this post. It was posted concerning the Democrats and their crimes. And again, what they are is a reflection of what the so-called good people have tolerated. The left. That's what they call them, the left. The Democrats do what they do, friends, because that's who they are, and they belong behind bars. And so does the left that you have labeled the left. And again, America, there's no such thing as the left. America is simply a scapegoat to blame others for what the right has left off, period. Listen to this again. This is Martin Luther King Jr. When evil men plot, good men must plan. I'm going to counter it. Here's your grace. When evil men burn and bomb, good men must build. Read Isaiah 58, verse 12. It's also found in Isaiah 61 as well, friends. And where the good men build, they must also bind. When evil men shout ugly words of hatred, good men must commit themselves to the glories of love. 1 John 4:8. Where evil men would seek to perpetuate an unjust status quo, good men must seek to bring in being a real order of justice. Did you hear that? That is one individual that knew what he was talking about, folks, because that is scripturally spot on. Respond to the evil. Conquer the evil. Good men conquer the evil by the power of the Holy One of Israel, who came about to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to call them names. You're doing the same thing of what you complain about, friends. You're calling the left names when they're accusing you of the crimes that they're committing. You're caught up into the game. And guess what goes undone and left undone? Justice. But listen to the last thing he said. Where evil men would seek to perpetuate an unjust status quo, good men must seek to bring into being a real order of justice. Read Isaiah 26:9. It says, the Lord said, that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Folks, it's a mercy to the rest of the people that are victims to the crimes of the criminals that you bring justice upon their head. That is mercy. The same way when a judge drops or he brings in the fullest extent of the law concerning criminals in America, the reason he does that is because he's a good judge. And it's a mercy to the innocent people by enforcing the law to establish judgment and righteousness in the case. It protects, it's a security to other people. Read the preamble of the United States Constitution. But man, talking about zeroing in on the answer, once again, justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. God is known by the judgments that he executes. Whoa, America, listen. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. We don't need to talk about Hillary Clinton. We don't need to talk about Barack Hussein Obama. We don't need to talk about the illegals anymore. We don't need to talk about drug issues any longer, friends. When the laws are enforced, friends, guess what scurries and scatters? Crime. Crime, friends. I want you to listen to this. This is found in the book of Proverbs. And this is the King James Version. Again, it just dropped in me. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. When a government will not tolerate crime, because within itself it is just, it scatters evil away. It doesn't attack its own people the way that you're seeing today. So let me bring this in to a consummation. Folks, there's a war between you and God's law. The Ten Commandments are against you. The first comes forward and says, "Let him be cursed, for he denies me. He has another God beside me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust." All the Ten Commandments, like ten great canons, are pointed at every one of us today, America. "For you have all broken all God's statutes and lived daily in neglect of all of his commands." Charles Spurgeon said, "Soul, you'll find it a hard thing to go to war with God and his law. Because when the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, 'I exceedingly fear and quake.'" Exodus 20. He leaves us with the question, what will you do when the law of God comes in terror? When the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul for what you have left undone, when the great book shall be opened and all your sin and shame shall be punished. Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Asked Charles Spurgeon. Nope. And folks, by the way, that schoolmaster found in Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, drives us to the foot of the cross. And the foot of the cross of Christ, who came not only to deliver his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21, but also manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8, not to tolerate them. Not to tolerate them. Not to tolerate them. And every day, and I've shared this with you before, I guess maybe this is my 15 to 20 to 30 seconds of whining, if you even want to call it that. But I get to wake up to the same world that you wake up to. But I'm obligated before God and man to tell you what his word declares, not what some hypocritical, two-faced, washed-out, professed conservative has to tell you because it's his opinion. To acknowledge the left is to acknowledge the right for what they've left undone. There's no better way to put it. Again, America, the easiest radio show I've done in 16, going on 17 years of radio. Why? Because it closes everything up and it brings everything into perspective. Now imagine this. First, knowing that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Now consider this. 318.9 million people. First, stand before a just and a holy God in his moral law, Exodus 20. And we see that we have violated every single one of them. And we repent before heaven by the power of the Holy Ghost who leads us to do so. And we go to the foot of the cross and we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And we stand up and we respond to his commandments. Can you imagine how, my friends, we could shake the gates of hell together? Because it wouldn't be us that's worried about what's coming up down the road. It would be your enemies that would be worrying about what it's going to be like behind bars. Justice, the guardian of liberty, Psalm 101. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.